Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. You know, one of the things I love about these deep dives is how we get to explore all these different topics that are important to you, our listeners. And today, well, today we're diving into something that, let's face it, is on a lot of people's minds these days. Artificial intelligence.
AI.
Especially, and this is where it gets really interesting, what AI means for the future of work.
Oh yeah, how it changes things.
Right. We got some fascinating excerpts from a text called The Role of Artificial Intelligence in Labor Management. And honestly, I'm a little nervous. I mean, are we talking robots stealing our jobs?
Well, some people might picture it that way, you know, robots coming in and taking over. But that's not really the whole picture. I mean, not from what this text is saying anyway.
So what is it saying then?
Well, it really gets into how AI is changing things up at work. Like literally how work is organized. Like, you know, think about all the time managers spend on stuff like scheduling and, oh, the dreaded performance reviews. This source points out that AI could actually take over a lot of those kinds of tasks.
Wait, so like algorithms setting our schedules and deciding who gets promoted? That's kind of wild, right?
It does sound pretty futuristic, yeah. But the source actually highlights a study that said managers could save something like 15% of their time by letting AI handle scheduling alone.
15%? That's like a whole extra day a week. Imagine what managers could actually do with all that extra time.
That's exactly the point. It's not about getting rid of managers. It's about giving them the space to do what humans do best.
Like actually managing people instead of spreadsheets.
Right. Being more strategic, more creative, and, well, honestly, just more human.
Okay, yeah, that makes a lot more sense. But what about all those things you just can't automate? You know, like empathy, intuition.
This text actually argues that AI can make those human elements even stronger.
Really?
Think about it, right? If managers aren't so swamped with paperwork and admin stuff, they've got more time and energy to focus on things like mentoring or really helping an employee who's struggling with something.
So it's less about AI taking over and more about AI and humans working together.
Yeah, more like a partnership.
Okay, I like that. A partnership.
And the source even talks about how this could apply to something like performance reviews. Like, you know, some people hate those annual reviews.
Oh, tell me about it.
But with AI, you could have these tools that are constantly analyzing data and giving feedback way more frequently than a human manager ever could.
More frequent feedback. Would people actually like that?
Well, think about it, right? Instead of waiting a whole year to find out what your boss thinks, you're getting like almost real-time insights into your strengths and weaknesses.
So you can course correct throughout the year, work on things.
Exactly.
Okay, I see the potential there, but I gotta say, the idea of an algorithm constantly analyzing my every move is a little, well, a little creepy. What about privacy? Where's the line?
That's a really good point. It is something that worries a lot of people. And the source definitely acknowledges that. It really emphasizes the need for transparency, for everyone to be on the same page about how data is being used. Like, we got to figure this out together.
Yeah, it's not just about the tech, right? It's about how we use it.
Right. So the future of work, well, it's not pre-programmed or anything. It's being shaped, like, right now by all of us. And that's a powerful thought, I think.
So what's your take? What kind of future do you want to see? And what role are you going to play in making that future happen? Think about that.
That's something for everyone to consider, yeah.
Until next time.
See ya.